It's 5:04. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News. Hundreds of mourners from across the country traveled to say goodbye to IMPD officer David Moore today. Visitation at Crown Hill Cemetery saw a stream of people paying their respects. Thousands are expected at a funeral tomorrow at Conseco Fieldhouse, which has been moved up to 10 a.m. because of the storm. And the winter storm expected to dump dangerous ice on central Indiana overnight and another round of ice and snow starting again Tuesday afternoon. Meteorologist Jason Puma says it's the ice storm that could cause major problems.
If we do see extensive wide area power outages and there's a lot of ice, it's going to take power crews a good amount of time to be able to restore services. So people need to be prepared that they may be without power at the end of this week.
Governor Mitch Daniels says Indiana is as prepared as it can be, saying police and road crews are ready and the National Guard is on alert. A federal judge in Florida is siding with states that argue the new health care law violates people's rights by forcing them to buy health insurance or face penalties. Indiana is one of more than 20 states that signed on to that lawsuit. A South Bend priest who has been missing for nearly a month has contacted police to say he is safe. Reverend Dominique Carboneau left Fort Wayne South Bend Diocese earlier this month under mysterious circumstances. A winter storm warning until 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. Overnight, snow develops, mixing with sleet and changing to freezing rain with a low near 22 degrees. Tuesday is cloudy, breezy, and cold. Patchy, freezing drizzle at times. That freezing rain developing later on in the day. Right now, 28 degrees for WFYI News.